You may want to question a person's intentions the next time you get a text with the peach emoji. The impeachment inquiry of President Trump is giving that emoji another meaning, as supporters of the effort have started to use it to replace the word impeachment. Heather Schwedell has written about this for Slate, and she joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Heather, thanks for your time. For those not in the know, if you send somebody a peach emoji, what does it typically mean?
It can mean, hi, this is Heather. It can mean a few different things, but it might mean something like nice butt. Butt is often one of the meanings, or it just might mean, you know, you're looking cute today in general. You're looking peachy or like a hottie.
But it doesn't have anything to do with actual peaches, as in produce from the supermarket.
It could. It's contextual. It really depends on the context. But, I mean, maybe if someone is baking a peach pie or something, it really depends, though. This sort of slang meaning that has developed has a very strong hold.
Yeah. Well, so now using the peach emoji to imply impeachment, is this something that has spread across the nation, or has it started in one region of the country and is moving?
I don't know if it started regionally. Where I have noticed it, aside from in my own text messages and text messages with colleagues and friends, is on Twitter. So that's sort of a national thing. And I think it started to build up last week, just as the impeachment inquiry idea in general was gaining steam. People started using it on Twitter. And you can see it sort of building there. And the peak was when Lizzo, the pop star, used the peach emoji to mean impeachment.
Yeah, this is where it gets complicated, right? You know, you're stumbling along thinking you have it all figured out. You fire off a message, and instead of, you know, commenting on the impeachment, you just told somebody nice butt.
Yes, or vice versa.
Or vice versa, yeah, right. So this is the complexity of the, you know, I mean, I guess we all wish there was an emoji referee, but it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, I mean, a lot of the emoji sort of evolve in meaning or can be flexible. They all have sort of the literal meaning and then sort of the subtext slang meaning, and you kind of, you have to stay on your toes to know what someone is talking about.
Yeah. So when you talk to experts, and are there in fact experts in this, or is this sort of an area that's evolving so fast that we're all having to figure it out on the fly?
I think we're having to figure it out on the fly, but there are a few experts. I mean, emoji is sort, they're sort of the next wave in language. The way we write with them, it does have meaning, and there is more to say about it. So I think experts, if we don't have them now, we will have them soon.
Heather Schwedell, thank you for your time this morning. Ms. Schwedell has written about this emerging trend stand using the peach as part of impeachment, and she's written about this for Slate.
Emojis. They can get you in trouble.
They can.
9:35 at KCBS. 2 minutes and 15 seconds, to be precise, away from a traffic update.